Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hour number 3 of Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Marquise Munson taking you through this Wednesday morning, reacting to a big Titans win against the Bills last night. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Eric Bacharach from the Tennessee. And Eric, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Doing well, guys. I mean, it's nice to wake up one morning and not, you know, do the usual sort of twisted Groundhog Day version of waiting to see if a Titans player tested positive or not. I think all of us are way, way, way over that. So that was kind of nice this morning.
I hope we're over that.
It is
about that time.
It is. Like, I haven't checked, so I've gotten out of the habit already. The football game has distracted me, Eric.
Somebody check Tom Pelissero.
I was just going to say, I'm going to Pelissero right now.
So, Eric, big win, obviously, for the Titans. And, look, it's no secret. You touched on it there that the last 2 weeks around that franchise have just been crazy. How surprised were you that the Titans not only were able to win, but they were able to pull it off in the fashion that they did?
Yeah, you know, I was trying to think back to the Baltimore game in the playoffs and trying to, like, weigh which win surprised me more. And I think it was this one, just because, you know, the deck was just so fully stacked against them. You know, I was pretty shocked by that result in Baltimore as well. But I just thought, you know, you take 10 or so players from any team, and that's just going to be, you know, a really tough obstacle to sort of get past. And you factor in, you know, the limited practice time, 16 days in between games, that there was just so many factors in play that pointing to, you know, the Titans just not coming out as anywhere near as sharp as they looked. And you know, it would be understandable if they weren't, you know, totally dialed in as they were. You know, so I was blown away by the performance. I think more than anything, the crispness, the sharpness of the way the offense played. You know, the run defense played pretty well for the first time, you know, in a few weeks here. You know, I think all around, the performance was really crisp, and I think that more than anything really stood out to me.
Eric, what do you think about the post-game comments? I'm seeing a lot of reaction to it today. I think there's a little bit of disconnect, and that's probably the case, and you know, with a lot of, you know, in the city where the team is, and you kind of follow along with everything, and then outside, right, around the rest of the league, how people are perceiving the Titans, even how they've taken this. I mean, I do find, like, there was a lot of talk last night about basically the COVID situation, and it's bulletin board material that people are criticizing them. But again, it's not like they're saying you stink as a football team. They're saying don't spread COVID. You know what I mean? Like the whole,
yeah.
Like, what do you think of some of the comments last night? I think Tannehill was probably the most outspoken among everyone.
Yeah, he said that, you know, he was pretty ticked off, didn't understand why they were getting heat. It's kind of weird just because, you know, for this to sort of be bulletin board material, obviously it's unprecedented, all of this is, but it is kind of a weird situation. I think they didn't really have any choice but to sort of embrace the hand that they were dealt in, just, you know, looking around the league, people in and close to the situation. You know, there was just obviously a lot of finger pointing at the Titans, and what else can you do in that situation but react the way the Titans did? You know, so I think they're doing the best they can with it. It is kind of just a weird situation to use this as, you know, a positive thing. And, you know, I get the frustration with not waiting until, you know, the investigation is complete. The NFL, NFLPA continue to look into the Titans. But, you know, I think on some level you have to understand where people are coming from with their frustration. But, you know, as the Titans are looking, you know, grasping at straws to try and rally, you kind of see where they're coming from as well. So, you know, they true to sort of, you know, the resiliency, the clutch factor that really is undeniable of this team. They found a way again. They kind of tapped into what was available to them and, you know, found a way to win, you know, in a different way than they had the first three games. But I think it was still very much, you know, it goes back to the clutch gene of kind of rallying when, you know, there's an adverse situation in place.
Eric Bacharach from the Tennessean on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Eric, there's a lot of talk heading into this season about Ryan Tannehill, and maybe from a national standpoint, people felt like there could be some significant regression with him. Played really well last night. He's been rock solid all season long. Is it just fair at this point to say that this is what Tannehill is and he's a really good quarterback in this league?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, it's the happy marriage between Tannehill and offensive coordinator Arthur Smith. I think, you know, he pulls the most out of him, and Tannehill just didn't have that when he was in Miami. He's also got a really good and complimentary supporting staff supporting players around him. You know, when you talk about the receiving group, the obviously the fact that you've got Derrick Henry as a threat behind him, the offensive line is playing well. You know, I think that's kind of been a little bit of an underrated, you know, talking point to this point. It's just the fact that I think Tannehill's only been sacked three times through four games, you know, this time last year. I think Mariota is probably approaching 20 sacks in the first four or so games. So, you know, that's kind of been an unsung point, you know, as far as the offensive success goes. You know, I think just when you consider all the factors, it's all been a recipe for Tannehill playing well. And obviously, he's executed. To his credit, his execution in the red zone has been pretty much unparalleled since he took over for Marcus Mariota week seven last season. And he's just getting it done, and he's taking advantage, I think, of everyone and just sort of the system in place around him.
Yeah, he's been great, and that's a good point. You know, the pass protection probably is underrated. It's interesting because, you know, the run game has not quite gotten there yet. You know, they haven't really had that great game. And maybe some of that is just not Derrick Henry himself, but the whole thing hasn't looked like it looked when we saw it in the playoffs. But, I mean, Tannehill and his protection have been great. We still wait on the pass rush, Eric. But when you look at everything and consider who is going to be coming back and where they'll be better at receiver moving forward and better at corner and better on D-line, do you have any sort of different feeling for how this team fits into the AFC picture right now?
Yeah, that's my thing, Joe, is just when you think about like what we saw last night, and then you think about the fact that they were missing Jeffrey Simmons, who has been unquestionably their best defensive player, also missing Dory Jackson through the first four games. He's their top corner, you know, missing Christian Fulton, just missing a lot of key guys that once you plug them in there, it's going to make a big difference. Derek Roberson should be a good candidate to come back this week, I think. And I still think that, you know, when you look at the outside linebackers, Harold Landry got the first sack for a Titans edge rusher this season last night, which is, you know, pretty remarkable when you consider the edge rushers they have now. I think still a lot of that goes back to playing time with some of these guys. Landry played 96% of the snaps last night. He's played 96% of all defensive snaps for the Titans this season. You know, we know Bowen said during the offseason that he was trying to work some other guys into the mix to lessen Landry's workload. That obviously has not been the case to this point. Clowney's playing, you know, a ton of snaps too. Vic Beasley got more into the mix last night. But I think when you get, you know, get Correa back, as you would expect for the Texans game, you know, because he was activated before the game last night, and then potentially Derek Roberson back, as you start to get more of these guys back, I just have to think that the overall defense is just going to continue to improve. And if you could get the pass rush, to me, the run defense looked pretty good last night. If you could get some pass rush, that's really the big lingering concern on this team. You know, otherwise, we saw a pretty complete effort last night, certainly the most complete effort that we've seen from the Titans this season. You know, so I think when you start to think about the guys coming back, I think that really kind of puts into perspective how good the Titans could be in relation to some of their AFC peers.
Eric Bacharach from the Tennessean on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Eric, I think we got a firsthand glimpse last night into what it must have been like for high school football players in Florida to try to tackle Derrick Henry back in his day. with Josh Norman there. Number one, what did you make of that stiff arm, and what was your reaction at the time? And can you recall like a more disrespectful stiff arm in the history of the National Football League?
I can't. I mean, I could tell you that my reaction in the press box was definitely unprofessional. I lost it for a second. I was taken aback. I had never really seen a stiff arm propel, you know, a man forward like that. I still think it was kind of funny that the play didn't count. You know, it ended up being negated because of offsetting penalties. But it obviously lives on in replay, and for that reason, you know, Josh Norman should probably be staying off social media for the next few days or maybe a few weeks. You know, it's a testament to maybe some of the arm curls that Derrick Henry spoke of after the game. And, you know, he's a fun player to watch when he gets ahead of steam, and you never really know when he's going to unfurl one of those emphatic stiff arms. You know, to Joe's point earlier, I think the run game is still not operating quite as efficiently as it was, you know, toward the end of last year when they were kind of running over all opposing defenses. But, you know, I mean, it's still getting it done. Henry's still grinding out the tough yards. Rushing offense had 3 rushing touchdowns yesterday, including 2 by Henry. So, you know, I think the yards per carry number isn't quite there yet, but it's still getting the job done. The Titans are still winning. So, you know, I don't know how you could be unhappy with it to this point.
You didn't stiff arm Robot Jim down there, did you?
I didn't.
Okay. Okay. So trade deadline. We've been talking a little bit about this, Eric. You see John Robinson looking around, and if so, someone mentioned us, AJ Green. You could make a case to maybe try to add, you know, a proven guy to the receiving core. But what do you think? You think they get in on anything?
Yeah, I mean, just thinking, I think wide receiver would probably be the position. You know, because I think the talk all offseason was, what if they end up missing Corey Davis for a game or Adam Humphries? You know, what would the receiving core look like? And we kind of got a glimpse of it these past couple of games, just with Brown missing a couple of games because of the knee injury and Corey Davis, Adam Humphries being on COVID. So I think, you know, AJ Brown would be an interesting guy. He's a guy that it's hard to bank on at this point, but I think the potential, the ceiling is still relatively high. It's just obviously an ongoing thing with his health and his injury concerns. So I think that could be, you know, a potentially good add. I think wide receiver would be the position, you know, because I look around at the rest of the roster and it is pretty sound. Maybe offensive line depth, but, you know, I think on the whole, the depth looks pretty good. As long as you get guys healthy, I think John Robinson is probably good with this roster, but it'll be interesting to see in the next coming weeks if he pulls the trigger on anyone.
Eric Bacharach from the Tennessean has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Eric, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you waking up and joining us, man.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Sure. Should be interesting. The trade deadline is an interesting. Like, it's so normally uneventful in the NFL, relatively speaking, when you compare it to the NHL, the MLB, NBA, yeah. Like it's a distant fourth,
yes,
when it comes to that. But maybe this is the year the Titans, they take a look at somebody.
And just, I mean, maybe this year it's just different for everyone a little bit. I mean, I guess you just think everything's different. So there are some, I think there are going to be some significant ones out there. And yeah, I think the Titans, you can make a case. Receiver is definitely where I go to first. I think Eric made a good point on O-line depth. You know, inside linebacker too is you think about getting an injury to one of those guys, you could be really being a bind. So that's another depth spot that could use some help.
When we come back, what does the victory the Titans had yesterday against the Bills tell you about their long-term potential this season? Are they among the favorites in the AFC? We'll talk about that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.